Thanks for listening to us on the Jefferson Exchange today. We're always glad when you're here with us, particularly for our first Friday Arts segment. So welcome to Friday, to be exact, May Day, and the first Friday of the month. This is the day we trot out our first Friday Arts segment once again. We'll be visiting with the people of the Modern Roots Foundation and hearing music from stringed instruments. A lot of them, it turns out. I think we set a record. There are 11 people in here and me. And so we'll get to them in just a moment. You have a role to play here, too. If you're connected even peripherally with an arts organization planning an event in the month of May, give us a call. We'll put you on the air to tell the region about it. Music, theater, dance, gallery shows, we are not picky. Call us on First Friday Arts Segment at 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area, 800-838-3760. And let's go right to the phones. Here is Livia in Ashland from Camelot Theater. Welcome once again to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday.
Oh, thank you, Jeffrey. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I am so pleased. Tonight is our official opening night of a show that I describe as add together one bottle of elderberry wine sweetened with a little bit of strychnine and just a pinch of arsenic, two lovable aunties, three very strange nephews, 12 bodies in the basement, and you stir with a lot of laughs and you have Arsenic and Old Lace starring Shirley Patton and Brandy Carson.
That is, you have a lot of years of experience in those two on stage, and they're just wonderful actors.
They are incredible. The two of them together on stage, they own it. But then even when by themselves, they own it. But we also have JPR's wonderful Don Matthews playing a Boris Karloff kind of character. Brian O'Connor playing Teddy Roosevelt. And I think one of my favorite lines, the third nephew is a drama critic, and he says, I think I'll just write my review on the way to the theater. So there's a lot of laughs, a lot of fun. As I said, we open tonight. Best ticket availability this weekend is only tomorrow. We're almost entirely sold out for the weekend, except for tomorrow has some space. And the rest of the run is going that way, except for Pay What You Can next Wednesday, which, of course, we never take any reservations ahead of time. And it runs through May 31st.
Through May 31st. Okay, so a whole month full of arsenic and old lace. Sounds like a lot of fun.
Yes. Yes.
All right, Livia, thanks for joining us once again on First Friday. Good to hear from you always.
Thank you so much.
All right, take care. Let's go to Suzanne in Eugene. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on our First Friday Arts segment.
Thank you.
What's going on?
I'd like to share a First Friday event that's happening in the Eugene area called Insta Ballet.
Insta Ballet?
Insta Ballet, yeah.
Okay.
It's an interactive dance event, so it's pretty wild. And as far as we know, it's the only thing of its kind that happens anywhere in the world, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So it's happening today in Eugene from 5 to 8, and the audience can come and go. They can enjoy the art walk, so you don't have to be there for the whole time. So a lot of people end up staying for the whole time. At the Midtown Art Center at 1590 Willamette, and it's a totally free event. And what's crazy about it is that the audience actually becomes both the viewer and the choreographer during the event.
Really?
So we have professional ballet dancers from Eugene Ballet, and we have music and a few steps set, but no plan for what the ballet will turn out to be. And the audience that's coming and going throughout the art walk gets to suggest their own ideas. And so by 8 p.m., we should have about a four-minute ballet that was created by the audience.
Really? So just people passing by suggesting some steps, so those will all be incorporated into the final version of this?
Yep.
Wow, that sounds fascinating. Have you done this before?
Yeah, we've done it. This is our third year doing it. We've done about 9 of these audience-created works.
Okay, so Insta Ballet as part of First Friday Art Walk, and it's right at 1590 Willamette Street in Eugene?
That's correct.
All right. Thanks so much for joining us, Suzanne. Good to hear from you. Let's go to Jessica at the Lane Arts Council. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday.
Hello, and thanks to Suzanne who just talked about First Friday Art Walk for me.
Okay, she got you set up well.
Perfect, yeah. So the First Friday Art Walk is in downtown Eugene, and it's every First Friday year-round. This particular is hosted by Mayor Kitty, and it's going to start at 5:30 p.m. at Bloom, the Art of Gardens at the Fifth Street Public Market.
Okay.
We're also going to go to some other stops, too, and everything's really at www.lanearts.org, because I could talk all day about Art Walk.
All right, another big First Friday Art Walk. And, of course, as we're getting into the warm season now, this is a great time to get out in downtown Eugene for First Friday Art Walk.
Absolutely. And then also on May 30th, we're hosting a downtown Eugene historic sites tour that starts at the Shelton McMurphy Johnson House at 10 a.m. So be sure to check that one out, too.
Okay, great. Thanks, Jessica. Very much appreciate you calling the Jefferson Exchange for First Friday. I'm going to let the folks who are just now getting onto the phone lines to hang on for a couple minutes, because I want to talk to our guests in the studio about the Modern Roots Foundation, which is dedicated to getting instruction to children for stringed instruments. And we have a couple of guests with us right here in the studio. Well, we have a lot of guests, as I mentioned already. Dee Fretwell, though, is the executive director and the creator as well of the Modern Roots Foundation.
Yeah, that's correct. Good morning.
Good morning. Tell us a bit about the basic idea here.
You know, it's pretty simple. We raise funds and then we give them away. We raise funds through grants and donations and some pretty cool events that we put on. And then we scholarship kids back into music lessons and instrument rentals.
And so what need did you perceive that you were filling with the creation of the Modern Roots Foundation?
Oh, the need. It's the ever growing gap that is being created basically through the budget cuts in school systems and the lack of support for the art programs.
All right. Dwayne Whitcomb is here as well. He is with Creekside Strings, which is your own business, isn't it?
That's right.
Okay. Tell us a bit about that.
So Creekside Strings started about 12, 13 years ago. It was a few students, and then kind of began taking on more. And the whole intention behind it is teaching a curriculum and designing a program that will give kids the skills and the desire to be playing music when they're 25 years old.
And you run summer camps through Creekside Strings, is that right?
That's right, yeah. In addition to the lessons during the school year, we have usually two or three summer camps. So this year is going to be two camps. One is a fiddle camp designed towards Finnish music, and then another one, Quebecois music, so the music of Quebec, Canada.
All right. Let me take a couple more calls, and I want to come back to you, and we'll get you to play some music. I know the kids are really looking like they're about to die because they've been sitting here for a bit, but we'll get to them in just a moment here. Mike in Eagle Point, welcome to First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange.
Good morning. This evening at the Standing Stone in Ashland, there's a storytelling event that we are calling Stories from the South Pacific. It's a benefit for disaster relief for Vanuatu, V-A-N-U-A-T-U. That's a small South Pacific island nation between Fiji and Australia that had a devastating cyclone Pam in late March. And several of us who are all three of us, all former residents of Vanuatu, are going to tell stories of our experiences in the island and ask for donations. And there'll be a silent auction of crafts from Vanuatu. And the event's kicked off by the Rogue Valley Peace Choir Ensemble doing a couple of songs. This is 9 o'clock at the Standing Stone, so it's time to visit the sites of the Art Walk in Ashland and then come over to the pub, and it's all for charity. Proceeds will go to Sea Mercy, which is a Oregon-based 501c3 charity doing disaster relief in the small, most remote islands of Vanuatu.
Okay, so 9 o'clock tonight at Standing Stone in Ashland?
Right. Sponsored by Standing Stone and by the Return Peace Corps volunteers of Southern Oregon. The other two storytellers are Return Peace Corps volunteers. I am not. I'm a boat bum who blew in on the trade winds and stayed for 8 years. But we've all got stories to tell, and it's a great cause for people that tend to be forgotten in the sweep of world events.
All right. Thanks so much for that, Mike. Appreciate it. Let's go to Bobby and Talent. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday Arts.
Good morning, Jeff.
Hi.
Hey, here to talk about the Southern Oregon Grape Fairs, Saturday, May 30th. That's a Saturday after Memorial Day.
Okay.
We have our plein air painting competition again this year. It was a huge success last year. Artists pick up their canvases at about 8 o'clock in the morning, go out to local wineries or vineyards or right there at the event, paint a painting, mat and frame it and bring it back for a juried competition. This year we're adding a photography component. We're still working on the details as to whether it will be a one-day photography event competition or maybe give folks a week or so to put together some photos to exhibit. We've got live music, TC and the Reactions, Cornflower, Fret Drifters, Inger Jorgensen, and Love Bite, and a huge, fantastic exposition of local wines, winemakers, a volunteer dinner the night before at Eden Vale, just celebrating the art of winemaking, the art of photography, painting, sculpture, and the art of everyone's talent. Saturday, May 30th.
All right. Is there a website to go to where people can get into some of the events like the painting before?
So we've got info at SouthernOregonGrapeFair.com. Mm-hmm. We also have a Facebook page, Southern Oregon Grape Fair. Any questions, it's put on by the Talent Chamber. Questions can go through the Talent Chamber of Commerce. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Bobby. Appreciate it. Oh, whoops. Got him out of there a little fast. He had one more thing to say. Mark in Reading, you're up. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday.
Good morning. Performing Arts Society May concert on Friday, May 8th at 7:30 p.m. Pilgrim Congregational Church, 2850 Foothill Boulevard, Redding, California. It's the Redding Community Choir under the direction of Tien Ballou, presenting a delightful mix of choral music, including jazz, international, pop, and more.
All right. Sounds great. And that is May 8th, you said?
Friday, May 8th, a week from tonight.
Okay, Mark, great to hear from you on First Friday. Great to hear from everybody on First Friday. We can still fit a few more calls in at 800-838-3760. But let us turn our attention back to the folks in the Modern Roots Foundation and all these stringed instruments we have in the studio. And, Dwayne, if you can reach microphone 6 there, just kind of bend over long enough to tell us what we're going to hear here.
We're going to play a couple tunes. These are kids from ages 5 to 17, and we're going to be doing a tune starting with a Shokan farewell, and then we'll bring it up, take it out to something that's a little bit more upbeat.
So is the 5-year-old the youngest of the students you have here?
Here, yeah, but not the youngest of all my students.
All right, well, let's see what you got. Okay, there really should be applause there. We're talking to Dwayne Whitcomb from Creekside Strings with Dee Fretwell, the executive director of the Modern Roots Foundation, and some really, really talented young musicians here in our First Friday Arts segment. How long have any of these young people been working on this, Dwayne?
On those particular tunes?
On the instruments, period.
Let's see. Call out some of the times, years that you guys have been playing. Let's start with Fiona.
One and a half.
1.5 years?
Uh-huh.
No?
Two and a half years,
Lena?
Three years,
Willa? 3 years. Kayla?
Eight.
And seven.
Seven.
10, 11.
11.
13 years.
All right. So a lot of different levels of skill. I'm still amazed at the smallest violin here with the five-year-old. What's your name, young lady?
Fiona.
It's Fiona. Okay. The violin looks like one of the toys that you get from the stores at the Mexican border towns.
Fortunately, it sounds a little better.
It does. It does indeed. But talk about the passion that you bring to stringed instrument instruction, because you've been doing this for a long time now, haven't you?
Yeah, I think that my passion is really in the community. I'm very much about trying to create music that is a social experience, as opposed to simply just a performance experience. For me, the greatest pleasure I get out of music and I want to bring to others is simply getting together with friends and having a very, you know, low-pressure jam session. And sometimes it turns into something else, but it's the foundation of what we do is let's get together, have some food, and play some music. And that's what I want to create.
Is that part of the inspiration, Dee Fretwell, for the Modern Roots Foundation? I mean, how long have you been around music yourself, and do you play?
I do play. Not that well. And it's my sole inspiration, I think. You know, I mean, you saw it watching these kids play. It's truly incredible. And watching their confidence grow as they play is just, it's one of the best things. So.
And so how long has the Modern Roots Foundation existed? Tell us a bit about the genesis of it and some of the steps that you've had up to get to this point and then where you would like to see things go in the coming years.
Yeah. We started about a year and a half ago. And just really through the need that was created, you know, and wanting to fill that gap and trying to connect the kids to the music. Since then, we've been really fortunate to receive some grants from a number of organizations. D'Addario, a national organization, their foundation actually granted us our first grant. And then it was quickly followed by the Oregon Community Foundation, the Carpenter Foundation, Cheney Family, City of Ashland just came on board with us as well. So we've been really lucky in that regard. But there's such a need, and we have, you know, over 24 kids on the waiting list right now for fall funding. So, you know, we're just going to keep raising funds and continuing to grow the mission and adding kids to the pile and keep that music flowing.
Now, when you say stringed instruments, you mean more than just violins, fiddles, and we'll have to ask Dwayne the difference. But I mean, it's everything with strings, right?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I'd probably scholarship any instrument at all. But this valley tends to really support stringed instruments. And,
why the name? What does Modern Roots Foundation mean?
That's a good question. You know, I think really it's really derived from the roots music genre, which does encompass pretty much everything in regards to bluegrass, Americana, folk. I mean, it's just a huge vat of music. And modern bringing that, the twist of how people approach that music today. So, hence the modern roots.
All right. Dwayne, did we exhaust your repertoire? Do you guys have another one in you? I don't know what you...
Yeah, we could do another.
All right. I just want to establish that first, though, but a couple more questions for you. Fiddles and violins, is the difference simply in how the instrument is played?
Yeah. Typically, fiddles are more of a dance music. Violins are associated more with classical music, and which can also involve dancing, but fiddling is very much a kind of an ear-based experience where you're learning music and playing music and changing music through your ear.
All right. So how do people find either Creekside Strings or the Modern Roots Foundation if they want to work with you?
Creekside Strings is at creeksidestrings.org on the internet.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then Modern Roots is modernrootsfoundation.org.
modernrootsfoundation.org. Okay, so we got something else that sure. We can do musically here. Dwayne Whitcomb is from Creekside Strings, leading a crew of, 8 violins, plus his own and a guitar. So it's a very, very crowded studio here today. We'll put the videos that we're shooting at the same time up on our Facebook page later in the day, but it's a good time here in our first Friday Arts segment. And Dwayne, thanks for bringing the crew here.
You bet. Fish is on fight. Here we go.
Thank you.
another imagined round of applause here for the folks from Creekside Strings putting together some wonderful music in the morning. Dwayne, come back down to the chair. We've got a few minutes left to talk here. Why don't we name all the people here? Because we have the chance to identify everybody by name here.
Okay. So we got Kayla Fennell and Liam Keith, Devin Lancaster, Ryan Ho, and we got Fiona and Noah Cotwell. And Lena. Lena and Willa.
Lena's
and
not going to take
I'm
her last name.
Spacing on last name.
Okay. And we have a gentleman
and
with
Jeff
a guitar.
Jeff Fretwell.
Jeff Fretwell here as well. Yeah. Well, it's great to have you all here, and it is just wonderful that you can put this much energy out. I know it is hard to perform. You know, 8 o'clock in the morning is like the middle of the night for most performers, so I really appreciate you guys all showing up to do this today.
I was more nervous about naming names.
I could see why. I noticed that there are some tricks to it, to being the person who's leading the group and having your hand full of fiddle at the same time, so you have to give your signals with your feet.
Yeah, that's the international signal for we're going out.
All right. One more thing from Dee Fretwell here.
Yeah, I wanted to squeeze in some events that are coming up for us. We have Hanukkah Castle or Hanukkah Block. I think she's going by Block now. She just got married. She'll be at Pascal Winery this Sunday.
Sunday at 7.
Mm-hmm. And then on May 9th, is that correct? We have our barn dance?
Yeah, we have the spring family dance, the Creekside Strings spring family dance at the community center.
Okay, Creekside Strings and the Modern Roots Foundation have joined to give us a joyful morning here on the Jefferson Exchange on our first Friday art segment. Thanks to the other folks who called and shared arts events from their region. We do it just about every month on the first Friday, so be standing by for the next one. Thanks to the folks at Modern Roots and Creekside Strings, and thanks for listening to The Exchange.